Best part of the start of the football week is the locker room blitz. All these guys available to the media. We send our cameras into the Dolphins locker room, into the Dolphin interview room to hear from the movers and shakers on this roster. And we'll start with the quarterback, the rookie, the kid, Ryan Tannehill. Here's what he had to say earlier today. I thought this was interesting, guys, on his adjustment as far as the speed of the game is concerned.
I feel good about where I'm at right now. You know, I think that I really learned in the OTAs and training camp, you know, got comfortable with the speed of the game. You know, I expected it to be faster and really got adjusted to that speed, I felt early on, so then I could just focus on the other things, you know, expecting, you know, holes to close faster, you know, gaps to close, whatever it may be. So, you know, I feel good about it.
I thought that was really interesting because, you know, here we are every week discussing, man, it's amazing how comfortable he looks. Mm-hmm. Man, he doesn't look like a rookie. And the speed of the game is always the thing the rookies bring up that's the biggest difference between college and pro. And here he is saying, yeah, like during the OTAs and minicamps, I kind of figured it out.
And you see it. You know, one of the things that I noticed this week watching him play down in the field is that, you know, he's going through progressions. He's not just locking. And early in the season, look, he'd kind of lock on a receiver as you would expect every rookie to. But now he's kind of looking over the field, looking for his guys, going through his progressions, and then finding the guy in the field that's open. And to me, that shows you that he's getting a lot more comfortable with the speed that he's seeing out there.
Kim Bocamper also very early on in this thing, one of the few voices on this show or anywhere else in South Florida. You just wanted to throw him right in there.
I was ready.
Bo was right.
Hey, I'm not going to, you know, I'm just saying.
I thought you'd take a victory lap or something.
No, I don't blow my own horn. I just throw my facts out there and let them lie, you know?
Up next in the locker room blitz, Jake Long, who also, like us, is praising the rookie QB.
He's going to be a star in this league. He really is. And, you know, he's improved every week. I think he's going to improve, keep improving, and he's going to be a great player.
He's got that little smirk on his face, too. The same kind of look Javorski Lane had a couple of weeks ago when he was in here and talking about Ryan Tannehill. I don't think it matters whether you're in the NFL or college or playing Pee Wee Twan. It's one of those things when you, like, really believe, no matter what position you play, when you really believe in that quarterback, everybody just kind of feels a little bit better about the situation.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, when you're blocking for a guy you believe in, you're going to block a little bit longer. You're willing to, you know, stay and watch film a little bit longer because you want to make sure you give him every opportunity that he needs to throw the ball where it needs to go. And then Tannehill should feel pretty comfortable. I mean, he has one of the best left tackles in the game protecting his blind side, and that gives him a sense of confidence that when he stays in the pocket, if he has to hold it a second longer, or, you know, as he's going through his progressions, he doesn't have to rush through it like maybe some other quarterbacks, because you got a guy like Jake Long that's willing to fight for him.
I'll say this too: he takes that hit. He doesn't seem to mind hanging in there and taking that hit.
He's not scared either.
It's great. It's fun to watch him play quarterback, at least through these first five games. Finally, locker room blitz today. We'll hear from running back Reggie Bush. He's been dinged up. Everybody knows about it. He had the knee. He has a hip. Here's what he says when asked if he's 100% right now.
100%? You know, I don't even know what that is anymore. As far as, you know, being 100%, you know, from a health standpoint, no. But that's part of this league. You know, you learn to play with injuries. And, you know, some of the great players who've played in this league, played this game, have learned to play well with injuries. And so that's one of the things that I try to just try to remember and try to do, you know, every day, every time I step on this field on a daily basis, whether it's practice or on Sundays, you know, just try to make sure that, you know, I'm out there. If I'm out there, you know, I'm doing my best regardless of, you know, if I have, you know, little injuries here or there.
Is there anybody who's played in every game so far this season that's 100% healthy right now in the league?
You know, there was, I don't know if they still use the saying, but there was an old saying in the National Football League, anyone can play when they're healthy.
Yeah.
And especially if you're a running back. I mean, running backs over the course of the season just get beat up. I remember coming on the plane and, you know, Tony Nathan was our running back for a long time, and Tony would be sitting in the very back of the plane, and he looked like a snowman because he had so much ice, attached to his body. But that's the nature of the beast. You put the ball in your hand, it's got 11 other guys, their job is to hit you and knock you down. So you take it where it comes. But, yeah, you got to fight through those injuries, and I think Reggie would do a good job at that.
Yes, sir. There you go. That is the locker room